This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As Russia artillery rains artillery on the Donbas region, the United States and other nations are promising Ukraine the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Ukrainian officials say they need more weapons and fast. Germany announced it had cleared the way for the delivery of self-propelled anti-aircraft guns. Meanwhile, 2 months into the conflict, U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin said more help is on the way.
We're here to help Ukraine win the fight against Russia's unjust invasion.
As he convened a meeting with defense officials from dozens of countries at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Austin sought to reassure Kyiv.
You should know that all of us have your back. And that's why we're here today, to strengthen the arsenal of Ukrainian democracy.
I'm Jennifer King.
Moscow warns Ukraine against provoking World War III as Russian forces advance on their new eastern offensive. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
The British Defense Ministry says Russia has taken the southeast city of Kramina after days of street-to-street fighting. In Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, firefighters extinguish a burning building after it was shelled. But Ukrainian forces are striking back. They repelled six attacks in the industrial heartland of Donbas and destroyed dozens of Russian tanks, armored vehicles, and artillery systems. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a ceasefire in Ukraine as he meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Meanwhile, Finland and Sweden might decide together whether they will join NATO, the Finnish foreign minister told reporters Tuesday. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which it calls a special operation, has forced Sweden and Finland to examine whether their longstanding military neutrality is the best means of ensuring national security. This is VOA.